Good morning, everyone. So get out your calendar. Look at the economic chart. For the last 14 months, the unemployment rate has stayed above 6.5%. Today it was announced the October rate rose to 6.5%. It's a bottom if you look at the last 14 months. But is it a bottom going forward? The nation lost 240,000 jobs. Meanwhile, GM and Ford are expected to report billions of dollars in losses for the third quarter. GM announced today that it will not be able to make it through 2009 without some bailout from the government. Joining us now is Edmund Andrews, economics reporter for our partner, the New York Times. We've got the employment news. We've got a new administration preparing its economic team. Detroit seems to be in free fall at this point. Edmund, what do you make of these reports? And is there a sign of a bottom here?
Unfortunately, no, not yet. In fact, if you look at the employment numbers, which are really quite bad today, the disturbing thing is that they are occurring fairly early in the context of the cycle of the recession. The pattern with employment is that it tends to keep rising after quite a while after the recovery has begun. What we're seeing here is just an incredibly fast decline in the labor market, and I suspect that it will keep going for quite a while before that gets better.
Let's just chip away at the trend here. I mean, this was an enormous drop, about a 4 percentage point increase between September and October, and there were some revisions in September. I mean, if it is as you say, and most economists don't even predict any kind of a turnaround until mid to late 2009, if we lose a quarter point or so, maybe a tenth of a point every month between now and, say, next November, that puts us near 8% in the unemployment rate. What's that going to mean?
Well, I think that that's a pretty likely possibility. In fact, 8% might be a tad on the conservative side. We are facing a recession. We are in a recession right now that is much worse than anything we've faced since at least the 89 to 91 downturn, and possibly the worst since we've had since the early 70s. This is going to be much harder. I don't think most Americans have had any experience with kind of pain of that magnitude. It's going to be a lot worse than the last time around.
But Edmund, doesn't that depend on where you think the recession began? I've seen some economists say they think it was really the spring of 2007.
The spring of 2007?
That's when the cycle began, and so perhaps we're seeing the tail end of it at this point.
Well, my own sense is that probably the beginning of this recession began in early 2008, late. I don't think much earlier than the end of 2007, and so we could be further along than it appears. You are correct, and that the recession was sort of masked by the rebate program that took place in the summer, mm-hmm. spring and summer. But the fact is that GDP only began to slide fairly recently, probably has quite a ways to go.
Edmund, explain why the unemployment numbers in September were readjusted and they jumped all the way up to 280,000.
You know, I can't give you an explanation of that. I haven't had time to delve into those numbers. It's always the fact that, that the monthly job increase-decrease number bounces around a lot on revisions. This is a very big revision, though.
I mean, it's huge.
It's just gigantic, and I don't have a good explanation for that yet.
Quickly, how much has the financial meltdown masked the traditional business cycle, and is it possible we have no idea where this is headed?
It's definitely possible we have no idea where this is headed. The financial meltdown is kind of a wild card element that makes this downturn very different from the last one. So we've been in uncharted territory, unfortunately, for at least the last year.
So a trillion-dollar wild card is that's some serious rapids in the uncharted waters there to torture a metaphor horribly this morning. Edmund Andrews, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Edmund Andrews, of course, economics reporter for the New York Times, joining us.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.